Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arriet. Inner Sight frolics round the world. We got a great show for you tonight. We're going to have Jimmy Dinikin will be here later. But we got a great old skit. And from Abbott and Costello, we're going to try to get it, barring any technical difficulties, we're going to try to get the skit. I think it's called All Right, and it's about how how Lou Costello is trying to impress this girl that he knows how to play the piano. See, well, you gotta hear it. This is one of the funniest things. And, you know, I started this show, the Inner Sight Show. I don't think it was called. It was called Inner Sight with Frank and Friend, I think it was. And Staten Island, CTV out there. One of my guests on the show was the late, great Joe Franklin, who is a one of the pioneers of radio and television talk shows and all that. Anybody who became a big celebrity was on Joe's show. Everybody knew that. So anyway, I had a guy on the show who played with Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. AB. I can't think of his last name, but he started his own group later on called AB's Babies, and it was a comedy routine. And he came on my show and brought with him artifacts of Abbott and Costello, one of which was Lou Costello's hat that he wore on the telecast, you know, on the television shows that they did later on, started out on radio, of course. And I had the honor of doing a show with Abe, and throughout the whole show wearing Lou Costello's hat. I'll never forget that. It was a great, great honor for me. Lou Costello, Abbott, and Bud Abbott and Lou Costello being one of my favorite comedy routines of all time that we're going to hear, try to get the all right. Let's see, we got the honeymoon is coming up. Oh, we got the, if we have time for all this, I hope. We have Red Fox with the show with Grady, and the whose television set is it? I'll tell you about that one. Inner Sight Frolics. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Down there in Tom's River, New Jersey. Big East. 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East, the Key to Rescue. We thank them. Hey, you need dog food, cat food for your animal? Nobody starves on Long Island. Call Gary, 631-484-3085. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. He'll like that. He knows about Inner Sight. Yeah, that's for dog food, cat food, and when he's able to do it, veterinarian services. You got to talk to him about that. All right, what else we got? We thank Silo, Suffolk Bus Corp, for helping keep the show on the air. Mr. Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy Realty over there in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy on the Inner Sight Frolic tonight, 31-888-1186. How do you like this? They announced on the news that there's another variant of the virus coming. I mean, who are these people trying to fool? You know, viruses have been around for thousands of years. You can't stop viruses. That's why you got to come up with a strong formula to keep the immune system. The key here. Well, they're going to come up with another vaccination, folks. Did you take the last one? Are you still alive? Well, don't hold your breath. Literally. All right. Yeah. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 880-7929, right here in Suffolk County, New York. And look out for the blizzard. First time I heard that word in connection with the snow tonight. Blizzard. It's a blizzard, Rob. Oh, shut up. Make all that noise when you come in. Just be quiet, peaceful, say hello, Ralph. Hello, Ralph. Got a splitting headache. Had it all day driving the bus up and down Madison Avenue. A maniac, they get on the bus. Look at this, all I get is bills, bills. In the mail. Yeah. Ralph. I got something that I think is going to help you. I heard about it today in the sewer. In the sewer? Wait a minute.
Well,
what could you possibly hear in the sewer that's going to help me? Well, it's a saying. See, it's a little ode. Yeah. Yeah, whenever you're mad or angry and, you know, life is pressing down on you and you feel like you're going to die and wake up and die again, you can only die once, Norton. I don't know about that, Ralph, but anyway, here's what you say, see. Pins and needles, needles and pins, it's a happy man who grins. And then you can't remember. You can't remember what you're mad about. Sounds stupid to me. Wait. Say that again. Pins and needles, needles and pins. The happy man who grins. Pins and needles, needles and pins. A happy man who grins. Well, how do I know this thing works? Well, hey, I got this notice today in the mailbox from the landlord, see? Yeah, what's that? It raised the rent. Give me that. Did I get one of those two? Well, the whole building got it, Ralph. Now, hey, there's a good test for the pins and needles. Will you stop with that stupid thing? Pins and needles, needles and pins. It's a happy man who grins. Now, what am I supposed to be mad about? The landlord wants to raise the rent. That no good bum. He's not getting one dime out of me. I know him. He's a sneak. Comes in here looking around, trying to figure out what he can charge us more for. You know, he sees a little hole in the wall. He puts a little plaster in there. And that's $2 more on the rent.
Yes.
And I didn't even make the hole. He did. I know what you mean, Ralph. He goes around the building there looking for little artichokes to choke us more for more money.
That's
right. You know, well, the other day he almost killed me. He choked me so hard. Pins and needles, needles and pins. As a matter of fact, the landlord's in the building right now, and he's collecting the rent. Oh, yeah? Well, I haven't got the rent. Uh-oh, Ralph. Who is it? It's me, Mr. Johnson, the landlord. What do you want? What do I want? I want my rent. You dirty. Open that door, Norton, and stand back. You better get in the other room. I'm going to kill him. All right, Johnson. What's the big idea raising the rent? Well, I had to raise the rent. All the taxes are going up, and the cost, and it cost me $4 to put a screw in the door. $4. Wait a minute. One screw? Ralph, screw you. Oh, shut up. Now, listen, Mr. Johnson. I might be bigger than you, but don't let that scare me. I mean, what are you talking about, Ralph?
Yes.
Now, listen. You are not getting one dime out of me. Well, then I'll have to evict you. Evict me? Evict me? That's right. Take you to court. I'll have to shut off your electricity, your water, your gas, your light. Then let's see how you like it in here, in the dark with no water. You wouldn't dare. He wouldn't dare, little phony there. Don't worry. When Norton and I lock ourselves in our apartments, we're going to win this war. This is a war, and I'm a general. Wait. I don't want to lock myself in my apartment. I got to go to work down the sewer. Never mind the sewer. This is more important than the sewer. You can't abandon me for the sewer, especially with this stupid pins and needles, needles and pins. Now listen, Mr. Johnson. I know that you're a mean, no good, you know what, but I'm going to try to help you. I gotta collect the rent. Now here's what I want you to say. Pins and needles, needles and pins. It's a happy man who grins. Pins and needles, needles and pins. Give me my rent, you dirty bum. Get out! Woo! All right. Yeah. We changed the skit a little bit, but who cares?
Just a little.
All right. In a sight. Oh, you got that Abbott and Costello?
Yeah, hold on. I want to go back on the...
You think it'll work?
I'm hoping it'll work.
this is an award-winning routine for the great Abbott and Costello.
He's got to wait a second. Keep talking.
And, you know, as I told you earlier, I did that show on Staten Island with... Abe, who played with Lou and
nice.
Bud. And
that's
I had the
cool.
honor of wearing Costello's hat. So.
Oh, that was cool.
One of my favorites of all time, Abbott and Costello. And this, I don't know who the girl was who was in this routine. Her name in the routine was Hillary, but I don't know her. Are there any names on that?
I will look for it in a second because it doesn't have it on this view.
But she was a great actress, and I think she was a British girl.
Oh, it has it. Full cast, hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, but she doesn't sound British. She sounded British. Yeah, it looks like it is. This has an audio book narration.
What? Come on, speak up. I can't understand you.
Audio book narration.
Audio book narration. What was the girl's name? Does it give Hillary's?
No, that's not her, but I'm clicking on the full cast, and I've been doing that. This thing is a pain in my butt.
Oh, but they're not giving you names of...
No, every time I click on it, it brings me to a whole list of other books. That doesn't help me.
No, and we want to stay with this routine.
Yeah.
If we can get it on.
Yeah, it looks like it's a book, and I have to buy it. And I'm not doing that right now.
A book?
I keep going. Yeah, it's a book.
I don't want a book. I want a routine. You told me you had it before.
Yeah, I did. Hold on.
You said you could play it. Without putting it up on the board.
Ouch. Give me a sec. Just continue with the show.
All right, in a sight, we got Red Fox coming up. Louie will be here.
Yes, he will.
Jimmy Dinigan with his pale ginger ale. And who knows what else. But we'd like to get this Abbott Costello.
It's funny, though. I heard a little bit of the audiobook, and it's funny, but I got to get it up and running.
You work on it. Work on that in the meantime.
Yeah,
give me the Red Fox.
Okay. Hang on. I have to keep going to different areas, so that's the problem.
In a sight, Frolic. Friday night.
Right.
Inner Sight.
Hello, Frank. Just to let you know, every time you ask for an audio, I have to go to a different area to give it to you. So that's a little difficult
at
the moment.
Well, you got to move it.
No,
show.
That's not the problem. Yeah, but they don't make it easy. So just to let you know with my vision, okay? So it's a little slow.
Wait, I'll make it go.
Shh. Quiet. I can't work like this.
All right, Frank, not a problem.
All right, Inner Sight Funnies.
Okay, give me a second. I'm going back and I have to log in. It logged the whole studio out. I hate this. Really? How much I hate it. All right, I'm going back and getting the other. Okay. It literally logged me out of the whole studio. It's crazy. I gotta talk to them. This is ridiculous.
Stop talking.
I did. I was quiet before.
No, he's talking to me. Delilah, don't worry. He always does that.
All right.
Go.
The funnies on Inner Sight, and that Red Fox, Sanford and Son. We'll be right back. yeah, hiya, Fred. Are we going to watch the fight? There's a big fight on tonight. Jerry Calhoun meets the New York bomber. Yeah. Look here. I think the bomber's gonna knock him right out. You gonna knock him out, Grady? You think so? I like Jerry Calhoun. Yeah, he's related to the Calhoun, the lawyer. That's how he got the fight. See, his brother had to pull some strings legally, and he got him to fight with the bomber. Yeah, now wait a minute. I got a new set, see? Now, this set is unique. I went down to Cheap Charlie's, and I got a special deal on it for $50. $50? Hey, wait a minute. I got rid of my set down at Cheap Charlie's. Yeah, he got a lot of sets down there. But anyway, look here. See? Now, he was explaining to me that the reason I got it for $50 is because it's irregular. Irregular? A television set that's irregular? Yeah. See, it's a new thing, see? That way, you don't pay the full price, because you get it for sale, see? Because it's irregular. Now, see this stick? Yeah, what's that? Well, every time you put it on, you got to womp it on the side, see? Jolt it, see? And that's when it gets started, see? That's the irregularity. Yeah, it's like somebody who can't go to the bathroom. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can't go to the bathroom. Yeah, you got to take that prune juice. Well, I gotta give this television some prune juice. Fred, will you stop that? You're talking silly, man. Prune juice to a television. What's the matter with you? All right, now I'm gonna turn it on, and then I gotta womp it on the side. Hey, look here, on the back. See what we got on the back during the intermission? Look at that. We could play tic-tac-toe right on the back of the set. Wait a minute. That's just like my set. I had a tic-tac-toe on my set. Yeah. Wait a minute. I had to hit mine with a stick, too. And plus I had the tic-tac-toe on the back, and I sold it to Cheap Charlie. And... hey, wait a minute, that is my set. That ain't your set, that's my set. No, it's not, it's my set. It's mine, it's my set. You stole my set, Fred. I thought you was my friend. Stole my television set right out of my, under my face from Cheap Charlie. I paid $50. $50. Well, half of that money belongs to me. Come on, Grady. You ain't going to watch the fight? I'm not going to watch no fight. I'm going to get the police. Police? We don't need no police. I got the stick. Let me warm it. Round one. Boom. I'm going to go get the police, and I'll be back. Open the door, Fred. I got the police. I said, open this door. Hey, what do you want? What do you want, Grady?
Mr. Sanford?
Oh, Hoppy? Yeah. Hoppy and Libby. Hoppy and Limpy. Limpy? Not my name. My name's not Limpy. My name is Jimmy. Jimmy Limpy.
Well, we understand that there was a subdural, sublingual purchase down at Cheap Charlie's for the same amount that Mr. Wilson here excreminated his set and brought it in for overview and hauling, and you came in and de-hauled.
What? What did he say? He said that you took his set, and you knew it was his set from Cheap Charlie. I didn't do that. I was supposed to know. Look here. What's your name, Limpy? My name is Jimmy. Oh yeah, yeah. Look, Limpy. He see on the back. See that tic tac toe? That's my insignia. Yeah, we used to play it on the shows that we didn't like. We played a tic tac toe. That proved that that's my set.
It's not your set. It's my set.
It's my set.
It's my set.
It's my set.
It's my set. All right. That's enough of that now. We'll have to issue a authorized summons to the degree of the perpetrating alpharist to let the judge decide exactly whose set it is. Now, you'll both have to come down to court on the date prescribed.
What do you say? We're taking you to court to find out whose set that is. I told you, Fred. I told you I was coming back with the police trying to take my set. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. That ain't your set. That's my set, Grady. That's my set. It's mine.
I don't know who won that fight with the set. I don't remember that part of it. It just went on and on and on. All right, in a sight. With the Follicks and
I'm here.
Engineer, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. How you doing with that Abbott and Costello? Any luck?
Having trouble. Still trying.
No. Oh, we got to get a better way to do that. All right.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, the number here, 213-816-1650, if you want to dial in. Sound off. Keep it clean, you know. We have any callers?
Yeah, we have our favorite who, you know, comes and likes to listen to the Follies, and that is Anthony from Brooklyn.
Is Louis on the line?
Hang on, let me refresh and see. Okay.
Louis Rivera
yeah,
will
Louis
be
now.
Here.
He's on. He's waiting for you.
Would you say he's on the line?
Yeah, he's waiting for you.
Oh, all right. Well, let's bring in Louie.
Here he is.
On Inner Sight.
Hello, Ned. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Louie.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Good,
hey, I'm
good.
I'm here, too. Hey, Louie.
Hello, Suzanne.
How you doing?
Yeah. Those cute ladies, I saw Connie and Chrissy, I saw it on tomorrow at 11 to midnight, tomorrow. Saw it last week.
You saw it? You saw it tomorrow?
Yes, you bet I did.
Oh, all right.
That's cool.
Those two ladies getting it on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. On
they
a date
you
night.
On, huh?
Yeah.
What is it,
yeah.
A whole hour show?
11 o'clock to midnight on tomorrow on Channel 20, Public Access.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so what do they, why do they get you on? What do you like about them so much?
Yeah, I watch it on TV, look it on, to see how they do it. They talk about going and taking ladies out for a date and all that stuff. and do a kissy-kissy, give him a cold drink, and give him the love drops and so much more.
Yeah, but they don't talk about love drops on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
What do they say? Yeah, I'd like to find out what they say about it.
No, I think you want them to talk about love drops.
Yeah,
don't be afraid, ladies. Take a little sip and make you feel happy.
Hey, Louie, they have any music on that show?
What, Connie and Chrissy?
Yeah.
No, just a talk show, date night's a talk show.
Oh, they should have a little music on. A show like that should have music.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of love songs, you know.
Yeah.
Spurs it
up, something
you know?
Like that, you know. Oh, my name is Weird Al Yankovic. I'm Weird Al Yankovic. He's a wacky, funny guy singing some parody songs. And I'm talking to Rosanna Dano. How about Weird Al Yankovic?
Oh,
who's Weird Al Yankovic?
Weird Al Yankovic. I think
who
he's
is that?
That's a guy.
And I made it to med school.
Yeah.
Somehow I made it through.
Like that.
Coming out of it, I saw face of the stake or two. I'd be glad that I had Lady Sad exoperate me into size out. You're the same side out. It may not get through like a surgeon cutting for the very first time. Like a surgeon, he is a waiver.
Leo, son of a bitch, is a surgeon?
He is a waiver to you to sign.
He's a singing surgeon?
It's a, like a surgeon
a
of
the
parodies of Madonna hit.
What?
Yeah, right?
That's a parody of the Madonna hit, like a version.
Oh, now I know.
Yeah, and who sings that? Leo, son of a bitch?
Well, Yankovic.
Leo Yankovic.
Weird Al Yankovic.
The hell kind of a name is that?
It's a parody singer. Make everybody laugh.
Oh, he's a comic singer.
He sings all those parody songs.
What is he, Spanish guy?
No, he's from Linwood, California.
Oh. Does he sing in Spanish or English?
No.
English.
And
no,
I know
heard
the other parody. I want a new duck. Ricky. I love Rocky Road. Another one rides the bus.
Oh, I like that song. I do.
Living with a hernia.
Living with a
hernia.
Where
do you hear all this stuff, Louie?
Huh?
Sounds like hospital music. Where do you hear all this stuff?
Yeah.
I heard it back in the 80s. I started.
Oh, in the 80s.
This is the way I can make back in the 80s. I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about now.
Nah.
It goes like this.
We're 80s babies.
Elegant guy. Someday later, like a small fly. La 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 la, kisses mommy goodbye. So I wanna soon be a Jedi, and soon wanna be the Jedi.
Yep.
Is that the one with the hernia?
You're so funny, Greg.
Living with
a
hernia. Yeah,
imagine if Jimmy
Ginnigan
sang a song like that. That'd be funny.
Oh, it would be. I should add it to your...
Miss Morgan and Hernia, can't go to the doctor, walk the doctor.
There you go.
Walk the doctor.
There you go. There you go. You should do it. Come on, let's see your hernia, guys.
Hey,
take
Lou.
It out.
Louie, you never met Jimmy Dinigan, huh?
Was he on the phone tonight?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you would have liked him. He was funny.
I never heard that guy before.
Yeah, I went to school with him.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He did. He's
Jimmy
Dinigan
was the
character.
Craziest kid. Anyway.
How about this? I got a comic song. I got to give you a comic song. Some girls like to buy new shoes, and I don't want to drive no trucks with rare tattoos. Nobody's eating and run. The girls, they want to have lunch. All girls also want to
have
lunch. No, girls just want to have lunch.
Yeah, they're going to have lunch. Right?
Well, they want to have lunch?
That's Weird Yankovic. That's a party
of
girls just want to have fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
always as a fuzzy young man. Don't want no crapping crutch. Don't want no raisin brown. I'll just get it. La, 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 la. So eat it. So eat it.
Instead of beat it.
There's going to be a crying shame. You want no fun. There ain't no game. You got a chow down, but your stomach is growl. So eat it.
Lou, you're funny.
Who sings that one?
Weird Al Yankovic.
That one.
Oh,
yeah,
he sings
that again. As a parody. A parody of Beat It. Which is Michael Jackson.
Huh?
I got the CD of the essential Weird Al Yankovic double CD. I got that in my room.
What does he look like?
He looks like a little mustache. He played the accordion.
Right.
Playing crazy song.
Yeah.
And he goes, "This is a song, listen to me. I'm with you, man, if I am your friend. You made it in my town, I'm in your friend, and I'm in the bike. You're going to squeeze all the shine you can. Whistle, whip, all around. Put your brain in a microwave. Give yourself a tan."
Wait a minute. Isn't that the guy that they locked up in the nut house? That's him.
Oh, I don't know.
Son of a bitch.
Watch out. We out here can make the funny bones crack up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Well.
Oh, back to Connie and Chrissy.
You're
not
too old to learn. Tonight I learned about a son of a bitch.
That's true.
All right.
I have to
hear you like
that.
You like that Connie
and Chrissy.
And
hello, this is Louie Rivera. I'm watching your show date night on a Saturday night from 11 to midnight on Public Acid on a Saturday night. Those ladies are real pretty, and they talk very pretty.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe they'll have you on the show.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You saw that Connie and Chrissy of... Suzanne Taurasi, you on the internet.
Yeah.
Look on your
internet
for Connie and Chrissy.
I see
how they look like. The same thing on TV.
They're very pretty, yeah. They are very pretty.
What do they look like? Are they fat or skinny?
They're skinny and a little fat and skinny.
Yeah, it depends on the picture. No, you see the picture, it depends on what they've been doing, like if they went to lose weight or something, I don't know. But the pictures I saw, they were, some were medium, one was medium weight and the other one was nice weight. Yeah, right?
Oh,
right.
So they fluctuate.
Right, exactly.
They go up and down with their weight.
That's right.
Well,
oh,
I guess a lot of people have that problem. Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Rosanna Dana. What can I do for you?
Hey,
yeah,
Rosanna.
I want you to sing that. I want you to sing a New York song. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know the lyrics.
I'll help
you
out. Come on. Start spreading the news.
spreading the news.
I'm leaving today.
I'm leaving today.
I want to be a part of it.
I want to be a part of it.
New York.
There you go.
These
Vagabond
Town
shoes. Blues.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm raving for free.
Longing to stray.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Yeah.
It's going to wake up with a city that never sleeps.
That's true.
Be the king of the hill.
I'm the king of the hill.
Top of the heat. A number one.
Top of the heat. He's number one.
I mean,
you.
All right. what's the next line? These little town blues.
Yeah.
These little town blues.
I'm melting away.
I'm melting away.
I'll make a brand new start of it.
I'll bring no start of it.
In old
New
York.
New York, New York.
That's right.
If I can make it there.
Yeah.
I'm going to wake up in a city that never sleeps.
That's right.
You got to find
the
pump.
I put a little love drops to Pat Cooper. And we're Al Yankovic. And Johnny Mathis, too.
Johnny Mathis? How'd that sneak in there?
It's up
Sears,
to
we
you,
are Yankovic Blues.
New York. New York.
Yay.
New York.
That's right.
All right, Louis Rivera.
Yay, Louis.
In a Scion Live.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah,
I'm
from Rosanna,
Rosanna
Studios, but we are Yankovic. And Connie and Chris.
You with that son of a bitch. I mean Yankovic.
Yeah.
How old is that guy? Is he still alive?
I think he
is. He's still 62 years old.
He's 62?
Oh, okay. That's young. I think that's young, don't you, Frank?
Yeah, no, that
yes,
could make you laugh. I've been listening to that back in the 1980s.
Oh yeah,
that's my big time.
Yeah, he was very
yeah, that's right.
Still is. Yeah.
Hello, I never
now,
heard of
the
guy until tonight.
Really?
Now, listen up. Be sure you turn in next Friday on the same time as today. My name is Rosanna Dana for the Fox, starring Suzette Tarazzi Ferrero and Frank Marino on the Fox on a Friday night. Tune in next Friday for the show, all right?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Lou. All right.
Okay. I love you guys. Have a good weekend.
You too, okay?
I'm going to have a lot of big jokes, too, coming up soon.
Okay. Thank you.
I love you.
All right.
We love you too.
So
we have a
so Dinnigan,
we have somebody. I'm sorry.
Dinnigan comes in one day. See, we're all sitting there as usual. Comes in late, you know. And you know, everybody reads Braille in this class, you know.
Yeah.
So he goes around the room and he's giving out a paper, and Miss Mon wants to know right away what Jimmy, what are you doing?
You're
very important paper, Miss Mon. Everybody got to get one, see? You want one, too, here? I don't want that. Jimmy, sit down. I'll sit down until I got to finish getting out my papers. He gives one to McElroy and Janie and Kenny and the whole gang, And he finally he sits down and Miss Ma's trying to get the attention of the class. And all of a sudden, everybody says, "Ooh,
what was it about?
Oh, I got a Braille paper that says sing the Pale Ginger Ale song all day. Jimmy, what do you think you're doing?
Anything very important? Because tomorrow's assembly. We go to assembly. All the whole class going to sing Pale Ginger Ale, 5 cents a glass. If you don't like it, show it up your hands.
Jimmy, cut that out. You're not allowed to sing that song.
When I'm singing my favorite song in the whole world,
all of a sudden, everybody starts singing.
The song?
And Miss Martha says, Jimmy, that's it. Get down to Mr. Kramer.
Oh, yeah, I got to give Mr. Kramer paper.
Uh-oh.
Jimmy had his briefcase, you know. He used to walk around.
He was serious.
So he goes down to Kramer, and he walks in. Kramer's trying to take a nap, you know.
Uh-oh.
He walks in, he goes,
Mr. Kramer, no!
Dude, Jimmy, are you trying to give me a heart attack? What's wrong with you?
Oh, I didn't know you were asleep. Mr. Kramer, don't you sleep at night in the home when you go home?
Of course I sleep, but why do I have to explain myself to you? A little kid.
Oh, wait, Mr. Kramer, I got a paper, an important paper.
Uh-oh.
In Braille.
I can't read
Braille.
What does it say?
Oh, here, wait, let me read you. Practice your Pale Ginger Ale song for tomorrow's assembly.
What? Give me that. Oh, you can't give these papers out all over the school.
Well, why not? Tomorrow is a big day. We're going to make a debut.
A debut.
You mean a debut.
And I think I'll make a debut tomorrow. I'm going to get up. I'm going to wear the shirt and tie. And tomorrow when I get up in assembly, 9 o'clock, I'm going to go, debut. And everybody going to pound in the ring.
He started singing it. Kramer must have had a heart.
Jimmy, in all my years, I have never heard anything so ridiculous. And Kramer said, Jimmy, just go back to your class. Please. Leave me alone. Taboo.
All right, Mr. Kramer, don't worry. Come on, the big debut.
Oh, he's probably freaking out at that point. I feel bad for
that. And everybody was singing that song all day in the class.
Oh, my God.
Ma couldn't control him.
All
right, in a sight with the big debut. The big taboo of 138. Gee, I wonder if anybody recorded that.
That'd be funny.
Wouldn't it be funny to get a recording of that?
Yeah.
Play that on the air.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Dinigan getting up. And then everybody starts singing.
Oh, my God, that would be crazy.
Oh, man, he was some character.
Think so. I hope he is.
The boo.
The boo.
All right, let's see.
I have
television.
Frank.
What?
I have Abbott and Costello, destroys the piano. I have it.
You have it?
With the woman.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, play the Abbott and Costello. Let's hear it.
Okay, hold on.
See if we can get it.
Okay.
End the show.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Here it goes. I hope this is one.
That is, but I don't hear Abbott and Costello.
It was. It just cut off. That's all. Oh, I'm having problems with my phone. Damn it. I got to call them. That's all. It was playing the whole thing. It was. I really do. I have problems with these stupid phones. It just switched to another.
There was some kind of an introduction, but there's no.
It was the introduction to it. But now it's on another one to music lovers. And I'm like, what the heck?
No good.
I don't like that. Yeah. I got to find out what's
let's
wrong.
Let's see.
Sorry.
Let me run down. All right. Quiet. Let me run down the week. You got to stop going on and on and on about these things. You got to make it short and brief. All right. During the week, Inner Sight made a glad Monday. On Monday's show, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. Tuesday is the open mic. You can be your own subject or talk about your own subject. Wednesday is the nursing home show. Nursing homes kill people. Turn them into accessible housing. Thursday we'll have a subject. And Friday, the funnies. Now, when television... Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And the Altice, I'm told, is still on, 7:30. Thursday night, Channel 20. Because of the virus situation, you may not get it all over Long Island. It's only selected places. I don't know what they're doing with that. I got to find out. But it's Thursday night, 7:30. Channel 20. All right, it's the Inner Sight Funnies. And oh, you got any Lauren Hardy music?
Yes, I do. Hold
on. Give me some Lauren Hardy. We'll goof around with that. Inner Sight. Frolic.
There it is. It's coming.
Here we go.
And we also have another person who wants to talk, so, yeah.
Well, I've got a great idea how we can become famous and make some money, Stanley. Well, it's about time you came up with something. I'm getting pretty tired of bailing you out with my piggy bank. Yeah, never mind that. We're going to make our debut. A who? Debut. Debut? What's a debut? It sounds like you're going to go around scaring people. No. You know when they do the big in the opera, and they have a new opera singer with a great voice. That's when you make your debut. You mean debut? Well, that's what I said. Debut. Well, never mind. Where are we going to do this?
Well, there's a comedy club down the street, see? And you go in there, and they allow you to go before the audience and tell your routine, your jokes, to see if people like it. Now, come along. Well, I don't know about this. What do we know about comedy? We never did comedy in our lives. How are we going to do this? Don't worry. Just follow what I say. Follow what you say. Yeah, the only thing is, every time you say something, I get in trouble. And I didn't even do it. All right, what do you birds want? Well, he brought me down here to do a daboo. Don't listen to him. Oh, why not? I think he's pretty funny. Well, how do you like that, Stan? He thinks you're funny. Well, that's not very funny. Anyway, we want to get up there and try out our comedy routine. Oh, you do, eh? You two? Are you going to go up there with them? Well, yeah, I'll go up there with them. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new act to introduce. Here they are, the Daboo. Well, what do you think? What do you think, Ollie? Well, I think that, first of all, they got to get a bigger stage. Move over. I can't move over. I'll be on the floor. You're taking up half the stage as it is and more. How am I going to move over? Well, I don't know, but why is this place so stuffy and cramped? Well, maybe you ought to go on a diet. A diet? Are you crazy? You want me to waste away to nothing? You wouldn't waste away if you stayed up for 9 years. Well, what have you got to say? They seem to be laughing a lot. I don't know what they're laughing at. Well, they're not looking at you, they're looking at me. Maybe it's the hat. Maybe I ought to take the hat off. That's even worse. Now they're laughing more. Well, isn't that what they're supposed to do? I guess so. Anyway, how do you like our Daboo? Boo, boo, boo-hoo, boo. Boo. You know, that's how Laurel and Hardy started. They just got up there and stood there and did weird gestures. Now this is radio, you can't see it, but weird gestures, and people laughed at them, and they were a big hit. So we do this little routine in honor of the great Lauren Hardy.
Yes. We have
all right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you next week. Well, good night, everybody. Stay away from the Daboos. What do you mean, stay away from the Daboos? There's nothing wrong with a good belt once in a while. Well, yeah.
We have another caller, thanks. Very nice guy.
Oh, tell him to call in Monday. Inner Sight.
Yeah, I will. Well, he heard you.
Sorry we missed your call. Call in Monday night. Mad or glad. Thank you so much for listening. Be with you Monday, mad or glad. Look out for the blizzard.
Yeah.
It don't get you. The Daboo will. Come on, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Where's my coffee at Starbucks? My coffee.
Thank you. Have a good night, everybody.